have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A new world order.
Child sex trafficking.
The deep state is trying to destroy Donald Trump's presidency.
Loose the battle plans of heaven.
It's all about control.
Broadcasting live to the world now, it's the Weekend Vigilante, Sheila Zielinski.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Sheila Zielinski Show for this August 2nd, 2017 edition. I hope you all enjoyed the show I did with Craig the Sawman Sawyer. That is a very top priority subject, so do go back in the archives and look for that. I hope you're enjoying the show, by the way, on the customized app. That's the Weekend Vigilante app for all smart devices. Go to your app store and get it. It's customized for you, the listener, and we are getting a lot of feedback. And it costs a lot of money for that on a monthly basis. So I hope you're taking advantage of that. There is many more ways to listen to the show by going to weekendvigilante.com. The podcast, YouTube, our social media icons are there as well. Make sure that you're subscribed to me on YouTube. All that information is on the website. If you go up to the top pink bar, you'll notice the social media icons. Like my Facebook page and make sure you are subscribed to our YouTube channel, as we've got some great videos coming out in the weeks to come. This is one YouTube channel that you do need to be subscribed to. And, you know, surprisingly, YouTube has censored a lot of my stuff, which is why we went over and did a Patreon campaign, because we've lost thousands of dollars in revenue from YouTube. YouTube is, in fact, not generating any real income at all. So I'd really appreciate for those of you that missed our Patreon fundraiser. We are just short of halfway to our goal. For just a few dollars a month, I certainly think it's worth it. You can become a patron for the price, really, of a cup of coffee at Starbucks. You can ensure that this show stays on the air. So I hope you do go do that. So go to Weekend Vigilante right now. Simply wait for the little banner to come up. We've only reached just under half of our goal, which is kind of woefully a long ways away of what we need, but I am giving it some more time. I hope you think this show is worth supporting. And I want to thank those who have already become Patreon members. Thank you for your support. I appreciate it very much. Well, you know, I'm no stranger to tackling tough issues, tough topics, topics no one else really wants to cover. And today's show is certainly no exception. This is a really ugly topic, and it is the big pink elephant in the living room that nobody really wants to talk about. The church isn't talking about it. And yet, you know what? It's a $100 billion issue. That's right, porn. The dirty little secret that no one wants to talk about, that's destroying your future, your family, the sex lives of an entire generation. It is deadly, and it is pornography. And we're going to get into that with my good friends. I don't think I'd trust anyone else at this topic other than Monty and Sharon Mulkey. Monty and Sharon, welcome to the program. Thanks for coming back and tackling this issue.
It's great to be back, Sheila.
It is. Thanks, Sheila, so much for having us. And it is a very important topic, and we look forward to bringing what we've uncovered over the years with this topic.
Yes, I know it's a huge issue. You deal with it in your ministry. You've written books on it, done incredible custom deliverance seminars on it. Such an important topic that impacts so many men and women. And guys and gals, you think watching a little porn is harmless? Think again. It has devastating and even fatal results. We're going to get into all that. So Monty and Sharon, I'm just going to hand you the mic and you throw it back to me when you're ready.
Great. Thank you so much again, Sheila, for having us on. And we look forward to doing this with you. It's been a topic that we have prayed for countless people over the years for this. And of course, we've seen it grow. It's an area that everybody knows how serious it is and how much problem it is. And over the years, we've sought the Lord, and He's given me some answers that have provided breakthroughs for many people. However, these are not just simple answers, and what you folks will be getting today is kind of a crash course on what we've uncovered. So every one of the topics that I'm going to talk about in this area of pornography, we've covered as messages, and these are available from us on our website. But we're going to shrink the whole program to at least three areas that how we pray for people who have become addicted to pornography. And pornography is an addiction, and there's a lot involved with this. But today we're going to look at three areas to overcome in order to gain victory on this. Sharon?
One of the things that we kept running into was that we were having people come to church and ask for prayer. You know, we had gained some of their trust. They would share with Monty or myself, and women have problems with pornography too. They had prayed. They had fasted. You know, even men, they had gone to Promise Keepers and made all these promises, and they had gone to accountability group. And we realized that, you know, in 1 week, 53% of Promise Keeper men were already back looking at pornography. These folks were feeling so defeated and so helpless and hopeless. And when you get to that point, you think, okay, well, oh, what the heck, you know? I've prayed, I've, you know, repented and everything I knew how to do. So what the Lord started showing us as we were praying for these people, we found really getting to the root of the problem of pornography. And we have many testimonies of men and women who no longer have a pornography problem. I mean, no, nada. They're not tempted. All of the torment and the addiction and the compulsions that they had with it are gone. And the proof is in the pudding.
All right. Well, let me give this. There's three major areas that will be required of a Christian to overcome in order to get victory from pornography. And actually, these are almost the same for any sin that one might be trying to overcome. But number one, it's an addiction deeply ingrained in the brain. Number two, it has to deal with disengaged morals. And the third area we're going to look at is the area of arrested development. And people that have severe pornography issues, addictions, probably have all three of these. So I want to just give a synopsis of each one. And again, and if you people desire more information, contact me for in-depth study on each one of these. But it's an addiction, and addiction spirits run deep. You're not going to get free from an addiction in one or two prayer sessions, in the same way that a drug addict just doesn't quit overnight by self-will or making a promise. They have to enlist in a program, literally of some kind, in order to break this. It's just like alcoholic patterns, pornography addiction. The addict also has patterns. That is, they have lifestyles, character qualities, flaws that they need to fall out of agreement with and break and get changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. In order to break an addiction, your very nature will have to be changed in order to have lasting freedom. Now, this could be taken as discouraging for people that want a quick fix from pornography, because you're going to have to really desire to change and get free, and you're going to have to apply yourself just in the same way that I had to when I underwent prayer to get rid of alcohol spirits. It took the better part of a year. If you don't have your very nature change, actually I've got 12 areas of addictions. If you don't change them, then it's just a matter of time before the addiction habit starts again.
I want to interject here, Monty.
Go ahead.
Everybody is so used to, they've gotten used to, they go to a deliverance conference or a speaker and they get prayer on this spirit or that spirit, but people do not realize that we have been so infiltrated with the demonic that we think our personality is ours, where In fact, the personality is a demonic personality. It's not their personality. And it takes consistent line upon line, precept upon precept to start separating who I really am and who are the demons. And with each stage and each prayer session, there has to be a very specific discernment-guided prayer for healing. All of these spirits and the addictions alter the brain chemistry, and they also alter the function and the form of our brains. And so God has so much to do in us and restoring us that we never see. It's not just a quick fix, you know. There's so much that God has to And sometimes he has to actually create things in us, in our brains, that we've never had because of family line curses, how, you know, we can go into the genetics. I mean, there's a million things. I just want people to be encouraged. I mean, you can be free, just like you can never desire a cigarette again. But this is not a simple 1, 2, 3, I'm done with this. But I'm telling you, it is well worth the fight. People that have gotten free say they would do it all over again to get the same freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. And this will take a lot of deliverance prayer, and people want quick fixes, and it's just not a quick fix for this problem. And those that have problems with pornography already know the quick fix doesn't work because they've already tried that. But looking at addiction and 12 major areas, and addicts, whether it's to drugs, alcohol, or pornography, all have these 12 areas that they are going to have to look at, confess, overcome in order to get free from it. Now, starting with addictions, a lot of addiction is born out of trauma, which is emotional wounds that have caused an individual to search for some comfort to relieve their pain. That has to be taken before the Lord to receive healing from. Addictions are formed in the pleasure center. It's a reward basis in your brain. So when you get addicted to something, you get receive pleasure from it, and your brain wants to go back to there again and again and again.
Monty, that is so true. And this starts and can start very early in life. And the motivation, whether you're addicted to sex, drugs, come on, girls, how many shoes can we fit in our closet? You know, shopping and social media now is the newest, latest addiction. But the motivation is the same. We want to feel better, which means that you want to feel less. The addictive substance or behavior takes us away from now, what's happening in the now, and takes us to that happy place. And sometimes people have learned to do that if they've had trauma, sexual abuse, or any type of traumas. They learn to disassociate and go to that happy place. And that addiction is their happy place. But it's all for people to feel better. So going to the underlying root causes, like you said, of like healing the wounds is so critical in this. And the childhood traumas. And that is so true. And it will take a very courageous person to do this, because they have to be willing to look at those very painful areas in their life. And I mean, heck, that's why we go shopping. We don't want to look at those areas in our life. But ask God for the grace and courage, and he can give it to you.
Right. Absolutely. And you may have to receive prayer for physical healing in your brain to change some of these pleasure centers over. Let me give these 12 areas real quick, because this is the makeup of an addict. Number one is the trauma. Number two is deceptiveness, deceivers. Almost all addicts deceive or become deceivers in something. They hold back truth, and you're going to have to become a truthful, honest person. Number three, they're liars. They lie to themselves. They lie to others. Some become professional liars. Number four, they are very self-centered and immature, which we'll cover that more in the Arrested Development. Number five, there's an enormous amount of fear and anxieties. And so they're going to have to root out all the fears and learn how to trust God and get through that. The sixth one is depression. Quite often there's other spirits of mental illness, insanity, confusion, depression. We've got a 4 or 5 part series on depression. Number seven is their thinking has to change. This is the type of thinking where they can't handle pressure. They blow up over little things, confusions, blackouts, forgetfulness, passive mind. Their thought life often has a lot of fantasy, daydreaming. This is a type of person who's a great candidate for religious spirits. And this is what scripture means to become sober-minded. Number eight, there's a lot of hidden rebellion. They are self-willed, rebellious, and this is what put most people into drugs, alcohol, and pornography, or peer pressure. That's why they took drugs to begin with, or seeking pornography. Number nine, there's always blame or denial, and this is lack of personal responsibility, lack of accountability. And every one of these areas you have to address and overcome and become Christ-like. In blame and denial, it's like, well, I don't have any problem. It's outside of me. I can't see anything wrong with it. Number 10 is the shame. A lot of guilt, self-condemnation, and shame is an incredible stronghold. Probably should put it at the top of the list. Because if you can't overcome the shame and realize that God makes us worthy, then you never get free. Number 11, the sickness and infirmity or the damage that the addiction has done to your body. And number 12 is relationship problems, conflicts, communication issues, using people, controlling, manipulating for your own pleasure. These 12 areas have to be looked at and addressed. And you may have to ask God, Lord, show me where I am this way. And then you're going to have to get prayer from the demons that are in each of these 12 areas, get free from it. And this is a process of time. You're not going to do it in a week. Trust me, because I've had to do these with the same with alcoholic patterns. And the people that we see get free from pornography go through these programs and work on each one and getting deliverance. Most pornography addiction goes back to being exposed to pornography at an early age. And this is the brain problem that you were bringing up and talking about earlier, Sharon. It's an emotional memory, and these get stored in the amygdala. They're very strong, and therefore your brain wants to keep going back to that. And we could talk about the brain for hours on this program to the effect that pornography has on the brain. And every time you engage in pornography, it's like it sets your brain, it hardens your brain to that. And so God has to bring a lot of healing into your emotional centers of the brain. Sharon, did you want to add anything to this before we look at the second area?
I think one of the things that people need to realize is that there is a high cost to giving in to pornography. One of the first things I know Monty related to me, when he first went to college, you know, he was straight off the farm and he'd been a hardworking rancher kid, went to college. And then all of a sudden he's around all these guys and all these guys kept going, wow, look at her. Oh, look at her. Look at her. And what that did was that had girl watching spirits. And Monty will share, you know, can share with you that he had to get deliverance from girl watching spirits. And that's how it first came in. It's like, wow. And so the company you keep is very important with your kids and as you're growing up, because you become like who you're around. One of the things that happens in the brain, getting back to the brain, is that your braking system is destroyed. You know, when you're going, you're driving along on a flat plane, you need to stop. Well, if your brakes don't work quite so good, you can still stop in time. But if you're going 90 miles an hour on a curvy road in the mountains, you may have to stop a little quicker. And you can't, so you go over the edge of the mountain. And this is what happens to people's lives. They don't realize that they are destroying the braking system in their life. They're not going to be able to say no to anything. Now, is this the kind of impulsive person that you want in your company? Or your partner in business, when they say, oh yeah, sure, they have no impulses, they have no impulse control, it's not a hidden problem. It starts to manifest itself in your jobs, with your relationships, and all around you, this spirit will just work to destroy you. One of the things that I prayed with one girl on, when she would walk, her hips would sway. And I guess I tend to tune into people's physical bodies and how they walk because I'm a nurse and I'm trained to do a physical assessment. So it's kind of like automatic. When I see someone, I can tell if your hip's a little bit off. And it's not that I'm doing it. It's just such my training. But this girl would, what they call sashay, you know, go swing back and forth. And she didn't even realize she was walking this way. And nobody really thought about a lot about it till we got praying on pornography. And she had been abused as a girl. A child, and all these spirits had come into her. And so these spirits of harlotry and seduction and seducing came into her because of the abuse and the trauma that happened in her life. And you may be wondering, well, why does Susie Q dress like that? And doesn't she know what she looks like? Well, she maybe really doesn't, because if she got these spirits transferred into her from her abuser, this is a tragic part of pornography to me, is all of the people that it destroys around it. But we've seen many girls like and enjoy being a woman again. They had a lot of hatred of men and hatred of women, and it started affecting their hormones, and which, you know, affects every part of a woman's life if your hormones are affected. So that's just an area that people maybe don't think about. They're just thinking about the guy watching the stripper on YouTube or whatever. But when that is done to a boy or a girl, and many, many men have been abused, it alters their sexuality and it alters their sexual identity. And I think this is why it's been so easy for transgenderism, and you can be 41 different types of genders now, you know, which is just absolutely crazy. But I think this, the roots and the seeds of this go way back into, you know, the cults in the very beginning, the fertility cults of Canaan. But this tree has just kept growing and growing and growing to where we are reaping the whirlwind now with sexual identity.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's, because of our time constraints here, let's look at the second area that we pray for people on. Addiction to pornography is caused by disengaging one's morals, that is, being Christ-like. And this is, in order to get victory over any sin or any demon, you are going to have to re-engage your morals, your morality. In James 1:14, it says, every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Well, it says, when he is drawn away, what are they drawn away from? Well, you're drawn away from morality, right living, being right with God. And there's a four-step process in which people enact to disengage their moral compass. Let's put it that way. Number one is moral justification. Number two is dehumanization. Number three is minimizing. And the fourth area is displacing responsibility. So in order to get victory over one's sin, getting free over addiction to pornography, you're going to have to re-engage your morals. Now, moral justification is, for example, Proverbs 30:20 says, such is the way of an adulterous woman or adulterous man. She eats, wipes her mouth, and says, I have done no wickedness. And you're going to have to accept that what you're doing, looking at pornography, is wrong. It's sin, plain outright. You can't justify it in any way, shape, or form. Number two is dehumanization, where people go with this. They say, well, it's only a body part. I don't know them. And that's dehumanizing. And I encourage you to look at it and say, that's somebody's daughter you're looking at. Would you want your daughter involved in pornography in front of millions of viewers? They dehumanize them. They have a name. They're a person. They're somebody's child, who may be an adult now, but that's what moral disengaging does. Number three, it minimizes, but they wanted to show me their body. It's only a look. And you're going to have to overcome all three of these. And the fourth one is displacing responsibility. This could be something like, well, if my wife hadn't refused me, rejected me, angered me, then I wouldn't have to turn to an alternate. Or it could be like, I can't help myself. I've got a problem. And that's displacing the responsibility. So there's quite a bit on moral disengaging, and we're reaping the whirlwind, like you said before, because we've taken God's Ten Commandments out of school, Bible reading, and people aren't being taught what's right or wrong anymore. So in order to get victory over, the only way out of the nasty practice of disconnecting ourselves is that we have to reconnect by reframing reality in moral terms. Inspect your actions from a moral perspective, and it allows you to see consequences that otherwise would be blocked from your view. And you will have to re-engage God's righteousness in order to get victory over pornography. Sharon?
Yeah, this is such a good point, Monty, and this is where people don't want to go. Now, nobody wants to be called a sinner, when actually the sinner is the best person in the world, because they can be saved by grace if they recognize they are a sinner. But the other dimension of this is the cultural attitudes and prejudices that cultures have against women. And I don't even like to call it a religion, but Christianity honors women. It doesn't exalt them. It doesn't make them a goddess or over men or anything, but it honors women. It respects women. I think men will have to deal with this. How were women treated in your family? Were they just seen as, you should be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. People will have to go back and go through all the prejudices and the cultural attitudes in their culture. And does it line up with what the Bible says on how you're to treat women? So men may have to get a lot of deliverance in just their attitude and prejudices. What men will have to dare to examine is their belief system. And most belief systems are not things that are conscious. You don't say, I believe this, I believe that. But they're things that you've grown up with, maybe for generations and generations. Certain cultures don't like women. They make women wear black clothes all the time and cover their faces. Where does that stand in the light of the Bible? So that's an area that should be also interjected in the areas that they need to get deliverance on.
Yeah, absolutely. And all three of these areas that we're talking about have to be addressed and overcome in order to remain victorious over pornography. So let's enter into the third one, because I want to at least get these mentioned for people before maybe we'll have a time to do a little bit of mass deliverance or prayer. But the third area is that it's a fruit of arrested development. Somewhere in a person's life, they are very arrested, or they would have worked hard to overcome. But this is something that the Lord showed me a while back. I prayed for a married man who was having severe sexual lust problems. And even though as a Christian, he'd repented, he was convicted, and he desperately wanted the freedom to live free from masturbation, pornography, and other sexual sins, he found that after a week or two of staying clean, he'd have this overwhelming urge and he'd fall back into sin. And then he flipped over to the other side of the guilt and shame. And even though he was a believer in deliverance, he wasn't receiving lasting freedom. It just wasn't coming. And as I was praying for him, the Lord spoke to me and said, arrested development. And he was a very arrested man. And then the Lord told me that until this man grew up, until he matured, he would never have the adult discipline needed to overcome his youthful lusts. I thought, wow. Because I had never put this connection together before. Let me give a couple of verses. For example, 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 20, it says, in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood of earth, some to honor, some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself of these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. Then verse 22 says, flee also youthful lusts. If a person has a lust problem, they have a youth problem. Now, if you're a child, we expect you to have the problems that you do as a child. But if you're an adult male, married, whatever, you should have overcome these already. 1 Corinthians 13:11, Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I become a man, I put away childish things. Quite simply, any kind of lust problem, be it looking at pornography or any of these, is a childish thing that you have yet to grow up and put it away. And scripture shows that basically sin happens before maturity. So whatever area we may struggle in with sin, whatever addiction, whatever, it just reveals an area where we're still arrested. Psalm 25:7 says, remember not the sins of my youth. Psalm 119:9, how shall a young man cleanse his way? If you look at the entire book of Proverbs, it was a father trying to warn the young son to flee from sexual sins, harlotry, and so forth. So in order for a person to grow up, to get victory over pornography, discipline is going to have to be administered as a deterrent to sin. Proverbs 22:15 says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. So you will have to allow the Lord to discipline you, correct you, and mature you and bring you up. Well, we've probably done a dozen messages on arrested development, but in order to overcome some problems in lust, you may first have to grow up, and the Lord may need to discipline your behavior so that it becomes holiness, as in Titus chapter 2. It also says, young men, I exhort you to be sober-minded, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, sound speech. Arrested development is a huge area that often there's a trauma in it, and instead of being the age that you should be, you are still doing something that goes back to bringing pleasure to childish attributes. There's a whole lot about arrested development that we just won't have time to cover today. Sharon, you want to add to anything on that?
I think it's so important, girls, when you're looking at the man you think you might want to get married, you need to look at him and not look at the car he drives and what kind of physique he has right now, but you have really got to examine his character. Does his character show faithfulness, perseverance, steadfastness? How does he treat his mother and grandmother and the other women in his life? Does he treat them with respect? Does he hold the door open for them? It is so, and also you need to look at their entire family layout. What do the men do for fun? Do they just go drink beer and fish or whatever? This is where your husband is going to end up. He's going to end up like your father-in-law, basically, because that's just the way people are. So you need to have a very discerning heart and mind, because this is where the women are arrested. They're looking at a man with Cinderella eyes and thinking, oh, he's the most wonderful man. But you look at the other men in his family, and this will give you a picture of what you're going to be married to in 20 and 40 and hopefully 60 years. And this is arrested development in girls, where they have this princess or Pollyanna aspect about marriage. One thing with pornography and girls, I find women getting into pornography because their husbands, or maybe boyfriends, pressure them. Oh, I want to watch this movie, and I feel, you know, it gets me sexually excited, and they feel like they have to give into that to please their husband, and hopefully it's not your boyfriend. If it is, you need to get out of that relationship. So a lot of women get into pornography that way also, if they, you know, weren't abused when they were younger. You know, there's a magic word, and it's called no, and no man should ever ask that of you, and if he is, then he needs help.
Yeah. Very good. And again, we've done a lot of messages on various things for marriage preparation and so forth that encourage people to really get deeply involved in deliverance, because all these things work together in order to get lasting freedom with areas.
I think to recapitulate what we've been talking about is that people have this wonderful ability to deceive themselves. The obvious one is, you know, trauma with addiction, but people do not see themselves as being deceptive or deceiving, as being a liar to themselves and others, as being self-centered and immature, or being full of fear and anxiety. And they don't see themselves as maybe having mental issues, depression, confusion. They have vain imaginations. Oh, they have this grandiose view about themselves. Oh, I can handle anything, when really they're living in fantasy and daydreaming. They don't see that they're full of self-will and rebellion and hidden rebellion. And they don't see that this blame and denial is not right. They cover their shame with this. They won't be bold and say, you know, they don't have the macho to say, you know what, I'm shameful. What man would say that about themselves? And, you know, they see smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol and a little wine for the stomach's ache as being okay. And they don't see that not getting along with their wife or their boss or their people in their life, they don't see that as a problem. They think it's everybody else's problem. So it is so critical that, you know, it says, humble yourself in the sight of God, and he will exalt you. And it's just a do not kid yourself day in this area if you really want to be free.
Absolutely. And again, I agree with you. They have to look at all 12 areas and receive freedom and get it changed. If they're a liar, they're going to have to quit lying. And a lot of these things go back to people are no longer being convicted of sin, because pastors aren't allowed to preach conviction of sin. The congregations are full of adulterers, divorce and remarriage, and they themselves are probably part of that. And that's the problem, where our church today is no longer a church, it's a business. And it's sad where the state of the church has gone, but that's another message. People have to get convicted of their sins, and it's in all these 12 areas, and also with the disengaging one's morals. See, a lot of people, when they take pornography, they say, well, it's not that bad. I'm not hurting anybody. It's in secret. Nobody knows.
And that is self-deception right there. I'm not hurting anybody. No. And, you know, the AAA of the internet, anonymity, nobody knows. You do this all in secret, you know, doesn't cost very much. But as soon as you didn't have to go down to the dirty part of town and get your magazine, nobody knows you're doing it, anonymity, and it's not hurting anybody. That is the height of self-deception right there.
It has physical effects upon guys that happens as well. Demons will actually come in and that's what happens. But I mentioned once that your brain becomes hardened to it. And that's a serious sin because you're not going to be able to bond emotionally to your wife ever if your brain is hardened to the other women of pornography. So these are things, of course, deliverance can change and heal. But
Monty, let me just kind of interject something real quick for those listening. I get a lot of emails about this subject. And, you know, I want you to clarify for people, what is the difference? Because Sharon, you mentioned about, you know, this becomes such an ingrained part of your personality. Help us understand a demon versus the person. You know, how does a person determine whether it's themselves or if this is some kind of a tormenting spirit?
Okay, well, let me try and explain it this way. If God convicts them that it's wrong and that they should stop, if they're able to stop, then they may not have a demon in that area. They probably do anyway. But demons drive, harass, torment. And if people have not been able to quit because they've prayed, they've fasted, they've been convicted, and they've done everything else, they've said the promises, and they still can't, then that shows that it's a demon that they will have to get deliverance from.
And this is what this is the point I was kind of trying to make before, Sheila, is these demons are so much a part of their personality, they don't know what's them and what isn't them. And sometimes people do not know until they get the deliverance. And then it's like, oh my gosh, say, okay, I'm operating. This is a demon that does this, and this is me. We know after all these years of deliverance from personal experience, I didn't realize it was a demon until it was gone. So it's really, that's kind of a tough question. But it's like people that get delivered from cigarettes. They're not even tempted to go back. It's not that they have to even use their willpower. I won't, I won't, I won't. And it should be that way with pornography. And it has been for those that have gotten really, I mean, true deliverance. It's like they're not, there's nothing inside them that the pornography can call to. And see, this is the scripture that Jesus said, there is nothing in me. And when there's nothing in us, it's like simple. If there's the chocolate cake lover thing, if I get delivered from that, chocolate cake can call to me all day long, but I won't answer because it's not in me. And this no longer is there a receiving station inside of me that will draw me to it. That's why Monty said it's our lust that draws to something.
Well, Sharon and Monty, I want to just hand you the mic to do some mass deliverance here towards the end of the programming. I want to do some sort of saturation deliverance. I call it obliteration bombing of demons. I coined a phrase, Monty, like this, carpet bombing of demons.
Okay, absolutely. We'd be delighted to do a mass deliverance. And I pray that this brings some victory for a lot of people. But folks, you need to know, starting in advance, that you're going to need a lot more deliverance than just what we can accomplish in a few minutes. But this could bring a lot of relief for a lot of people.
One thing I want to share with our listening audience is that deliverance is the hope of the gospel. After you've tried everything else, and then you say, okay, God, what is it? And he brings you deliverance and shows you that it could be demonic spirits that are causing your problem. This is hope, and you can be free from these things. We want to leave you with that hope. And God has given us all power and all authority over all principalities and powers. It isn't a quick fix, but I want you to know that there is hope.
Father, we come before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to pray deliverance for your people. And Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come against all the pattern of addiction, the patterns that they have, the lifestyle, the characteristics, and we break these off, all the patterns of lying, deceiving. We command these spirits to manifest and come out now in Jesus' name. Self-centeredness, rest of development, immaturity, come out, manifest and go, self-centered, depression, all the lust spirits, shame, relationship problems, the damage done by them, blame, denial, I don't have a problem, it's somebody else's problem, all the hidden rebellion, self-will, rebellion of any kind that is keeping people bound in the addiction of pornography, come out in Jesus' name. We are to bring every captive thought to the obedience of Christ. I come against all the fantasy, thought life, daydreaming, lustful thoughts, girl watching, stubborn, independent spirits. Come out in Jesus' name. Fantasy lust, mentally visualizing, undressing people. Manifest and come out right now. All those spirits come out. Lust of all kinds.
And Father, we come now and we ask for healing to be upon people's brain. We come against all of the parts of the brain now that have been damaged and malformed by the spirits of pornography, lust, addiction, traumas, abuse of all kinds. You come out of the people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, I command you to go. You get out of the hormone systems. We command all effeminate spirits to come out of the men, masculine spirits to come out of the women. All the spirits of disassociation where you separate yourself from yourself and you then you say, oh, I don't know those people, whatever. Come on, disassociation. Come out now in Jesus' name. That came in with childhood traumas and abuse. Come on, you come out now in Jesus' name. I come against all of the spirits in every part of the brain that has blocked or broken your braking system. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. All the spirits that are in the mind that have a seared conscience, we command you to come out of the people now too in Jesus' name. Doing this over and over and over not only disrupts your neural pathways, but it severs and gives you a severed conscience. Come out of the people now in Jesus' name. All the demonic neurochemical pathways developed by pornography, and we loose the angels to go in and destroy those now and begin to set up godly neural pathways again in the people. Everything that's evil memory recall, always bringing these pornographic images back to the memory. Come on, evil memory recall. With all of these, I command you to come out now. Loose the people and come out.
Yep, come out. Manifest and go. Yeah. Lust of the eyes, fantasy lust, sexual lust, the spirit of pornography, addiction to pornography. Manifest and come out. Burning lust, inflamed passion, lust for sex, unbridled lust, licentiousness, lasciviousness, wantonness. Manifest and go. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out. Self-lust. Come on. All the spirits of lust, worldly lust, fleshly lust. In Jesus' name, we order you to manifest and come out. Loose God's people right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Manifest and go.
All addictions to adrenaline rushes that are caused when you watch pornography, come out now too. That adrenaline rush, that arousal that you get from watching pornography and your heart races and you just get that high, that adrenaline high, you come out now too in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, I command you to go. And also all of the emotional memories, those demonic emotional memories. Oh, sex is so good with the prostitute, but it's horrible with my wife. Come on, get out of the people's emotional memories now in Jesus Christ's name. Loose them. Father, we pray for healing on this in Jesus' name too. And I just loose the angels now to go in and rewire people's brains and their hearts. All the spirits in the heart come out now too in Jesus' name. Hardness of heart, hatred, prejudice, hatred of women, seeing women as sex objects. All of that where you have just hardened your heart. I command you to go and come out of the heart now in Jesus' name. Come on, that fear, sex, shame, and anger stimulant that runs in that package, the erototoxins, they call them, come out now in Jesus Christ's name.
Get out, demons. Come on, manifest and go all the way out. Every addiction spirit in Jesus' name, you come out too. And the spirits of hatred of women, anger toward women, and bitterness toward the mother, you come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose God's people and come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we loose angels to go. Help your people, Lord, to get delivered. Drive these spirits out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, each and every one of these spirits, lust spirits, all the shame spirits in Jesus' name, having tried to get victory and failed at it, you come out. Every spirit of shame, come out. He makes us worthy. And by the blood of Jesus Christ, he forgives us of our sins.
Come on, all the marriage-breaking spirits come out right now, too, in Jesus' name. You've come and you have just caused divorce. Marriage-breaking spirits come out now, too, in Jesus Christ's name. All the spirits of betrayal and like emotional affairs. And my husband is having an affair. Come on, all the effects on the women, you come out now in Jesus' name. And all the suspicion and mistrust and no more trust that it brings into a marriage and starts to destroy it. You come out of the women now. And Father, we pray for healing on the wounds caused from pornography and pornography watching now in Jesus' name, starting from the very first time that they saw pornography or were abused. Lord, we ask that you would go and heal the wounds. Father, in Jesus Christ's name, we also come against the senses, the demonic senses, the eye gate, the ear gates, what you hear, wanting to hear all of those sounds, all of the touching. Oh, I just want to touch the flesh and the taste and the smells, all the five senses that the demons use to attract and seduce you into pornography, and all the spirits of seductiveness being seduced, come out right now in Jesus Christ's name. In the women, I call out these spirits that you may have had that caused you to have this sashay walk where your hips just go side to side, and any other demonic spirit in the women that's causing them to look and dress like harlots or whores, I break off all of the things that have been said over you. If your father or anyone said, oh, you're just a little tramp, I break that now in Jesus Christ's name. All those words that were spoken over you and that formed, and you took that in and believed that you were really that, you come out.
Yeah, we order you to go, demons. Come out all the way out. All the arrested development in Jesus' name, the undisciplined spirit that you can't discipline your eyes, yourself, your passions, your emotions, the undisciplined spirit, the arrested development where you won't discipline yourself and become a mature, godly man or woman in Jesus' name. On every spirit of arrested development that says, I want it, and you can't tell yourself no, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I loose the spirit of discipline over your people in Jesus' name to go and convict them, to have an influence on their life that they can stand up and say no to the demons in Jesus' name.
Father, you said that the wages of sin is death, and all the spirits of death that have come in from pornography, death to their marriage, death to a healthy sexual relationship, all the spirits of death out now. You get out now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we loose godly life to go and grow genuine, sincere love in Jesus' name, and genuine and sincere physical love too in Jesus' name. All that death, you get out now. All death that has come in and stunted and stopped the growth of real love in a person now in Jesus' name.
We ask that you continue to bring maturity, growth, development, and freedom in the areas of addictions and morality. Convict them of sin, Father, in Jesus' name. Restore their conscience. Bring healing on their conscience, Father, the seared conscience, in Jesus' name. Lord, we loose an angel to guide your people, to bind their feet to paths of righteousness in Jesus' name. Give them the strength that they need to overcome all the power of the enemy in Jesus' name. Lord, we do thank you for the time that we've had that we could pray deliverance for your people. And I pray, Father, for your angels to continue on the job to help your people get free and to get delivered in Jesus' name today. We take authority over all these spirits of pornography, the entire kingdom of it. And we ask, Lord, for you to have mercy upon your people, Lord. Bring them the deliverance that they need, the maturity, the freedom, the victory in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done today and that we've been allowed to minister to your people today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Sharon and Monty. That was really powerful. And in the very waning moments of the program, I'd like you to tell people how they can, of course, get some, maybe if they need more one-on-one, if they need to get some of your excellent resources. You've got so many resources on your website. So I want you to give out that information, how they can, also how they can tune into your church services. A lot of people have left their church. I know that you have Sunday services. Talk a bit about that and how people can access all your information.
Okay, thank you. Well, folks, we thank you for tuning in and listening. For further information, please go to our website, and on there you'll find a host of things. If you do take advantage of the CDs, the media that we have available, they will help deliver you at home. So we have a library of CDs on that, or send me an email. But on our website, which is wccd.com, which stands for West Coast Church of Deliverance, there you'll find access to our Sunday morning church services, which we do deliverance at the close of every church service. Also, we do receive offerings, and there's links to that, to PayPal and our bookstore, and also for our workshops. If you take advantage of the workshops and physically come to a deliverance church, you're likely to get a lot more prayer faster than you can get just off of CDs and mass deliverances. So we encourage folks to come to the workshops and take advantage of our church services. It's a live message. And if you don't see the CDs that I talked about today on pornography, just send me an email. My email is on the website as well. So again, that's WCCD.com. And Sheila, thank you so much for having us on. It is a very important topic, and we're really praying that God's people get lasting victory over this.
Final words, Sharon?
Yeah, I just want to thank you, Sheila, for having the courage to bring real answers to real problems on your show. I know a lot of people are preaching to itching ears or doing talk shows to itching ears, but you've really been courageous and you're really bringing information that will help people if they will apply the principles.
Thanks for that, Sharon. Sharon and Monty, it was such a pleasure to have you on the program. And I thank you for your 40 plus years in ministry, the fact that you deal with demons. There is a lot to deal with in this day and age. So thank you for your commitment. Thank you for your ministry and in what you do to set the captives free. We really want to feed the sheep and equip the body of Christ. That's so important in the climate that we are living in today. So thank you guys for your time today and coming on the program. And do come back and see us real soon.
Love to. Thank you, Sheila.
Love to. Yeah.
Thank you. Folks, that was Sharon and Monty Mulkey from West Coast Church of Deliverance. Very easy, WCCD. That's WCCD.com. When you go there, click on the store tab. There's a ton of MP3 downloads. There's audio CDs, booklets. I think I have his entire collection. I'll tell you what, it's worth every penny. I will tell you that. So if you need additional deliverance, you get a hold of them. I'll tell you, they are just incredible, powerful people, and I want to really encourage you to check out their services on Sunday. You can check out their workshops. Carl and I were out to one in April in Colorado. Check out their calendar. All that information is there again at WCCD.com. I want to remind everyone that this broadcast is 100% listener-funded. Please join our Patreon account. For a couple of dollars a month, you can make sure this show stays on the air. Some people ask me, hey, why don't you have sponsors? And I did have sponsors at one time. In fact, years ago, I almost was becoming a complete infomercial. I had a lot of sponsors pull out when I would cover certain topics. So let's just put it this way. Been there, done that, bought the t-shirt and outgrew the t-shirt. So again, you know what? For a few dollars a month, I know some people have the means to do more. But for just literally the price of a latte a month, you can make sure that this important programming stays on the air. It's very expensive to be on air. It's not just airtime and podcasting and the technical costs, but my power bill alone is about $1,000 for this studio a month. Just to run my equipment is about $1,000 a month. Our app alone is $500 a month. And a lot of people are really enjoying that app that I provide free for you. So let's reach our goal. The goal of the Patreon, we're almost at half. So we can do way better than that, guys. Let's pick up the pace on this. Let's reach that goal. It's $10,000 a month. So if you have been eating the meat of this program, and I know a lot of you are, how do I know that? I know my podcast downloads a month. Hundreds of thousands of downloads a month. Come on, guys. Let's reach this goal together. There are very few shows that are willing to take a bold stand, a courageous stand, bring you uplifting guests that edify. I promise always to bring you high-level, top-quality guests that edify you, equip you, and inform the people. This show has been very instrumental in waking a lot of people up. I hope you think it's worth it. I'm going to actually have to steal a line from Craig Sawyer. I thought it was so good. Sawman Sawyer said this, and it really stuck in my mind. He said, together, we can do what we cannot individually. And I thought that was so profound. And it's very true, guys. And it's very true. And you guys know that I've been fighting with everything I have for the last 10 years, waging war on the New World Order. So I do hope you think this show is worth supporting. And I thank you very much for doing that. Go to weekendvigilante.com. A banner will come up. Go pledge $5, $10, $15, $25 a month. It's like a monthly subscription fee, really, but it locks in an amount of money every month so that I can operate efficiently. I always say one-time donations are awesome, but it is very hard to plan a budget on one-time donations. And I want to just really thank everyone who has stepped up and donated to the Patreon. I love you guys a lot. We'll see you soon. Good night and God bless you.